This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on H5 bird flu infections among dairy workers, guinea worm disease eradication, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, CDC finds evidence of additional H5 bird flu infections among dairy workers. Personal protective equipment can help protect against infection. Second, guinea worm disease is close to eradication, yet obstacles remain. Last, overdose deaths with ketamine detected in the U.S. are rare, but increasing. Welcome. I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm filling in for Charlotte Kent, MMWR's editor-in-chief. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of November 4th. Our first two reports focus on H5 bird flu outbreaks at dairy farms in the United States. During H5N1 bird flu outbreaks in dairy cows, exposure to sick cows and contaminated milk poses a risk of spread to workers. The use of personal protective equipment, also known as PPE, can protect farm workers. Preventing these infections in animals, including dairy cows, is critical to reducing both the risk of human infection and the risk of changes in the virus that could lead to an H5 pandemic. In our first report, CDC collaborated with public health departments in Michigan and Colorado to find out whether exposed dairy workers experienced recent infection with the H5 bird flu virus. 8 of 115 workers exposed to H5 bird flu during outbreaks among dairy cows had laboratory evidence of recent infection. All 8 reported milking cows or cleaning a milking parlor. 4 remembered having symptoms, mostly conjunctivitis. The other 4 workers did not recall being sick around the time the cows were sick. In our second report, investigators interviewed farm workers exposed to H5N1 bird flu while working at dairy farms during the outbreaks in Colorado. They gathered information on work exposure, including contact with sick cows and PPE use, both in the week before and after H5N1 bird flu was detected on the farm. PPE use was low and increased after outbreaks were identified in cows. Dairy farm workers who worked with sick cows reported 28% higher PPE use after detection of H5N1 bird flu on the farm, including a 40% increase in reported use of eye protection during milking. Use of respirators or other masks was low. People who work closely with infected herds and their employers should exercise increased precautions to prevent infection, including wearing appropriate PPE. Public health agencies should work towards establishing strong relationships with farm operators and worker organizations and state agricultural agencies to better deliver and communicate public health risk and protective practices. Dairy farms with infected herds can reduce the risk of infections among workers by following CDC recommendations, such as using engineering controls, providing PPE to workers, and providing worker education. While the risk to the general public remains low, people who have been exposed to animals infected or potentially infected with H5N1 viruses should watch for symptoms, even very mild symptoms like eye irritation, seek care, and get tested. Guinea worm disease is a neglected tropical disease that causes serious pain and disability. No vaccine or medicine is available to prevent or treat guinea worm disease. Eradication relies on prompt detection of cases and interventions, including health education, water filtration and treatment, and adequate cooking and disposal of aquatic animals to prevent infections. In our third report, investigators reviewed laboratory results generated at CDC and surveillance data from all countries where guinea worm disease is present to assess recent progress toward eradication. Only 14 human cases of guinea worm disease were reported in 2023. Animal infections and civil unrest, however, threaten the possibility of global eradication in the near future. National guinea worm eradication programs and others, including the World Health Organization and ministries of health for countries where the disease is present or has been present, can use these data to understand progress and plan appropriate actions to achieve or sustain eradication. Ketamine is an FDA Schedule III controlled substance approved as an anesthetic in the United States. It is becoming more widely available due to its use for treatment-resistant depression in adults. It can produce mild hallucinogenic effects and cause respiratory, cardiovascular, and neuropsychiatric adverse events. Ketamine use, Poison Center calls for ketamine exposure, and ketamine drug reports from law enforcement increased through 2019. In our last report this week, investigators analyzed data from CDC's State Unintentional Drug Overdose Reporting System to describe characteristics and trends in overdose deaths in which ketamine was detected in toxicology reports or was listed as a cause of death between July 2019 and June 2023. During that period, the percentage of overdose deaths in 27 states and D.C. in which ketamine was detected increased from 47 deaths to 107 deaths. More than 80% of the deaths involved illegally made fentanyls, methamphetamines, or cocaine. These findings emphasize the importance of general overdose prevention and response strategies. These include naloxone education and distribution, linkage to substance use treatment, and other harm reduction strategies. Health officials will continue to monitor changes in patterns of these overdose deaths, drug interactions, and circumstances of death to inform future policy and interventions. That's all for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.